This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Rocket fire and explosions lit up the Gaza Strip for a fifth night and into the early hours of Saturday as the conflict between Israel and Hamas militants continues. News footage captured several bright flashes from explosions and the sounds of blasts reverberating as both sides exchanged fire. Palestinian medical officials said at least 126 people have been killed in Gaza since Monday, including 31 children and 20 women and 950 others wounded. Among eight dead in Israel were a soldier patrolling the Gaza border and six Israeli civilians, including two children. That's according to Israeli authorities. A number of states in the U.S. have embraced new federal guidelines that say fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear masks indoors or out in most situations. But other states and some businesses are taking a wait-and-see attitude amid questions of whether the new advice from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is workable, since it essentially leaves it up to people to do the right thing or what they think is the right thing. Labor groups and others warn that employees at stores and other businesses could be forced into the role of vaccination police. The states that announced plans to fall in line with the CDC guidance span the country. Also in the U.S., gas shortages have spread from the south, almost exhausting supplies in Washington, D.C. The runs on gasoline follow a ransomware attack that forced the nation's largest gasoline pipeline to shut down. Georgia-based Colonial Pipeline reported making substantial progress in getting the pipeline back in full service. For more on these and other stories, we invite you to visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japan has further expanded a coronavirus state of emergency from six areas, including Tokyo, to nine, as Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga repeated his determination to hold the Olympics in just over 2 months. Japan has been struggling to slow infections ahead of the Games. The three additions are Japan's northern island of Hokkaido, where the Olympic marathon will be held, and Hiroshima and Okayama in western Japan. Despite the worsening infection, Suga stressed his commitment to holding the game safely and securely while protecting Japanese by strictly controlling the movement of foreign participants, including possibly expelling journalists covering the event if they defy regulations. Reports of unaccompanied migrant children being forced to stay overnight in parked buses at the Dallas Convention Center are completely unacceptable if true. That's what the U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary said. This follows a psychiatrist and executive director of the advocacy group Every Last One saying that a 15-year-old Honduran boy she's working with was held on a bus from Saturday to Wednesday, using the bus bathroom during that time and unable to move about freely or communicate with family. The boy encountered at least three other children who were held as long in the parking lot of the convention center, said the doctor, who also had been in contact with another child who was confined earlier to a bus and for an extended period. The UK official leading preparations for the UN's COP26 climate conference says Britain hopes to host the delayed summit in person in November, despite the coronavirus pandemic. Alok Sharma, the UK's president-designate of the conference, said every possible measure was being explored to host the talk safely, including using COVID-19 testing and vaccinations. In less than 6 months' time, delegates from across the world are to arrive in Glasgow for the United Nations annual climate conference. It was originally set for November 2020, but the pandemic forced the summit to be postponed for a year. Organizers face many challenges, including limits on international travel that remain in place. And China has landed a spacecraft on Mars for the first time. This happened Saturday, a technically challenging feat, more difficult than a moon landing, and the latest step forward for its ambitious goals in space. For more on these stories and others, visit voanews.com via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.